My goal is to simply show you how to build a cleaning business with two spreadsheets.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
Now, these spreadsheets, they changed my life. But I am also a very emotional human being. And so it took me probably 5 years to actually create any momentum in the game of business. I was making money, but I was finally making money. I finally had a team and I had a business that could actually run day to day without me being in the operations. And again, it took me 5 years to get to this point. And so I finally was able to buy back my time. And so finally I had time I could hang out with my family. And so I didn't no longer had to eat breakfast alone in my office or brush my teeth at the gym. I finally had time to take care of my body. I actually was able to block off time from workouts, not just to be at the gym and do sales calls and to do training sessions. It was awesome. And I was able to actually hire a personal trainer, right? Like to actually have someone hold me accountable and to push me as well. And so I started a gym back in 2013 because fitness had changed my life. And ultimately, like I wanted to help other people help experience the same feeling that I had. But how could I really help others if I wasn't even taking my own advice, right? And so while my business had finally started to create some momentum, my body was actually declining. And I was not making my health a priority, and it clearly showed, which, you know, it's like a pain in the butt, because when you own a gym, but you're not in great shape, it's like, you feel like this misalignment. And so when I finally saw an opportunity to actually take on a 6-week challenge myself, like I jumped at it. And so I was actually inspired by Alex's famous 35-pound weight gain transformation. So if you guys haven't seen that, you can go Google Alex Morosi, 35-pound weight gain. And he had a big article that was posted in a like Muscle and Fitness magazine, and he outlined exactly how he did it. And I was like, dude, I want to do that, right? And so, but not do I just want to do that and match that, but I wanted to beat it, right? So if I'm going to do it, I want to beat it. And so my goal when I set out to do this was to gain 40 pounds in 42 days. And so it was a Herculean effort, but after 6 weeks or 42 days, I hit that goal. And so it was a fun experience. It was one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. You guys can see from this picture, like those pictures were literally 42 days apart. So it was a wild ride. But the celebration was honestly pretty short. And the reason why it was short was because literally probably days after this challenge, I developed a severe dehydration, like one that had me consuming water, like I was trying to breathe. The insatiable thirst that led me to using the bathroom to 3 times an hour, because I just kept on drinking water and water. I was trying to get fluids down, but nothing, like everything would just went right through me. The color of my face and energy levels were decreasing really, really fast. And one day I woke up and I just couldn't see anything. And that's when I was like, okay, this is serious. And my wife, Katie, who I think she just hopped on, she rushed me to the ER. And hours later, I had a doctor just standing there over the top of me. And he had basically gave me an ultimatum, right? And so after running a bunch of tests and analyzing them, he came in and he shared his diagnosis and how he interpreted all the results. And he said, Logan, do you know the difference between type 1 and type 2 diabetes? And I did. I actually had a brother who was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when we were kids. So I grew up with somebody in my household who was a diabetic. And so I didn't know what the difference was. But ultimately, like, I knew what he was going to say. And I was just trying to delay what he was going to tell me. And so I told him to educate me. I was like, trying to delay it for as long as I possibly could. And he told me, he's like, Logan, type 1 diabetes is what happens when your pancreas no longer produces insulin. And this makes you insulin dependent for the rest of your life. There is no curing it. This is just the way it is. type 2 diabetes is when your pancreas just needs some help, right? It needs a little bit of help. Usually diet and exercise can help out with this. You can take metformin, which is a pill. Ultimately, he told me that I had type 1 diabetes. And I was actually pretty shocked in that moment. I was like 30 years old, and generally type 1 diabetes, also known as juvenile diabetes, gets diagnosed when you're a kid. And so it kind of threw me off a little bit. And I felt like I got a kidney punch, or maybe a pancreas punch, to be more precise here. But I really had two initial thoughts that came flooding into my brain. And the first one would be like, is this actually going to be the death of me, right? Is it going to be something that I use as an excuse? Is it something that I can like blame on? That's the reason why I don't go out there and like chase my dreams and my goals, and I make it something that is going to hold me back? Or could this actually be an opportunity? Could this be an opportunity for me to take a shitty situation and make it into something that's truly amazing? And I knew what the answer was. I knew what I needed to do, but I was unsure of how to do it. And so after I left the doctor that day, I remember thinking right to myself, I was like, okay, I need to do this. I'm going to make this an amazing situation. I don't know how to do this. So I ultimately started looking around like, who knows how to do this? Who can help me? Who's the person who can put me in a position to help me fight this disease? And that who turned out to be a man named Dr. Trevor Cashy. And so Dr. Trevor Cashy, if you're unfamiliar with him, he's a legit genius. he got his PhD in biochemistry at 23 years old. He's a strong, buff dude as well. World record holder in the log press. He's a certified genius, I call him. And he's just he's a badass. And so I ended up meeting Dr. Cashy through Gym Launch. He was the nutrition expert for all the gym owners. Like anytime anyone had a really high level nutrition question, or we needed some proof, we needed a doctor, he was the person that we all went to, right? And so 1,000+ gym owners went to this guy. And so I ended up reaching out to him and telling him my situation, telling him what had happened. We hopped on a Zoom call, and he agreed to let me give him lots of money in return for doing the impossible, which was curing me of type 1 diabetes. And, you know, it seemed like an impossible goal, because that's what everyone said, that it couldn't be done. But we were on the same page, and he was excited for it, and I was excited for it as well. And so can you guys take a guess of what he had me do? Just out of curiosity. Anybody in the chat? I have the chat open right now. I can see it. What do you think that Dr. Cashy had me do to start with? Anybody have any ideas? Give me track data. Lots and lots of data. Yeah. You guys could probably guess it, right? Eat steak. No. Track data, right? Start to get numbers, because ultimately when we have data, then we actually can make informed decisions. And so if it could be tracked, I tracked it. And, you know, everything from what I put into my body from a food standpoint. So calories, macros, how much sleep I got, how much activity I did, what my workouts were, what my blood sugars were, what my body weight was. Man, it was a lot, right? I tracked a lot of data. My life literally became a spreadsheet. I called it Logan's Health Spreadsheet. And it was through this whole process that I really discovered the power of data in making informed decisions, because not once did he ever ask me emotional questions that weren't backed up by the data. And so I learned by working with Dr. Cashy how to turn an emotional game into a game of numbers. And armed with data points and a guide and a goal, I've shared enough with you guys to tell you probably that like I'm winning. I'm winning this game against diabetes. And to be clear, like it is a fight. It is a fight. My A1C is down to 5.4, which is in the normal range, right? I no longer use fast-acting insulin. So most diabetics, when they go to eat, you'll see them have to poke themselves, or if they have a pump, they will they'll push their numbers in and they'll get fast-acting insulin to combat the carbohydrates that they eat. And I no longer have to use that. I also use less than 10 units of slow-acting insulin a day. And so honestly, that varies anywhere from, you know, 6 to 8 units on average. And so, yeah, it's been a really cool experience coming from that day. The doctor told me that is something that I will deal with, and it'll be a pain in the ass forever. And every time I visit my local endocrinologist, who is technically my diabetes doctor, it's always a delightful experience. And maybe even more for my wife than me. She sits over in the corner and she just like she just brags me up, and the doctor just is like, he's in disbelief of like what my numbers are and how much insulin I'm taking. And he just hasn't seen anything like it before. And so it's a pretty fun experience. And my body from a physical standpoint has responded really nicely as well. I've lost over 50 pounds since that initial diagnosis. And yeah, feel a lot lighter, feel a lot better. Everything is just going really nicely. And so that power of data, it didn't stop at my health. It has since transcended into our cleaning business. And so in our cleaning business, like, I've never cleaned. I don't do sales calls. Excuse me. Ish said, don't do sales calls. I don't do customer support. I don't do interviews. I don't do team meetings. I run the cleaning business literally based on 2 spreadsheets, all based on data, right? And the data shows that we have grown this cleaning business from $0 to $70,000 in 2 years. And so this data comes from 2 spreadsheets, the business intelligence sheet and the vision sheet. So, curious, who wants to learn about these 2 spreadsheets?
If you're a cleaning business owner or want to launch a cleaning business, I did a free masterclass on how to build a $1 million cleaning business even if you have zero experience. So if you want to learn more, go to logansCleaningCo.com to create your free account. Hope you enjoy it.